Governor Granholm acknowledges resources for schools are tight, but she says schools need to be creative in enacting the new curriculum standards.
All schools have to triage their efforts toward particularly science, technology, engineering, and math. That is what the new high school curriculum really focuses on. 4 years of math, 3 years of science, etc.
Don Ohlendorf is a lobbyist in Lansing for small rural school districts. He says the new graduation requirements presented his schools with a challenge. He says the 1% boost in funding from the state this year will not match their increase in costs. And many of his schools don't have the staff or the resources to meet the new requirements on their own. But rural schools send a lot of students to regional career training centers operated by intermediate school districts. Ohlendorf says the intermediate school district saw a chance to help.
Why can't a career technical center offer a biology class, offer a traditional Algebra 2 class, offer a chemistry class if it relates to the occupational area that the student is being trained for?
This group of students is putting up a home in Westland in suburban Detroit. They're in the second year of a building trades class at the Ford Career Technical Center. The class attracted some students, such as Mark Loudon, who's planning on going to a four-year college or university.
I want to go to school for engineering and architecture. So I want to get the basics to how to build it, and then I can do it a lot better when I do designing of it.
But some students in the class aren't on a college track. They're in career training because they want a job right out of high school. And some of them never would have taken classes like Algebra 2 before the new graduation requirements. Ron Kaler of the Kent County Intermediate School District on the west side of the state says folding the curriculum into career programs could help students who typically don't do well in a classroom setting.
These are students who may be failing in Algebra 2 back in the home district, but can go out on a construction site and identify the slope of a roof and apply those same principles that they can't pass in the classroom and learn it in a different way.
In Van Buren County, also on the west side of the state, Intermediate School Superintendent Jeff Mills has 8 faculty who work with other instructors to fold elements of the math, science, and English requirements into the Career Tech program.
We're assisting the local school districts and helping them gain, you know, 1 or 2 credits, if you will, for their students attending our Career Tech center.
But he says some students will still struggle to meet the requirements, and some will fail. And the consequences are not getting a high school diploma.
I'm saying there needs to be some flexibility built in, instead of having students drop out at 16, 17 years old.
Governor Granholm says that's a concern, but schools will need to step in early, even before high school, to help struggling students. She says it's now an Algebra 2 world, and if today's students are going to get good jobs in the new economy, they'll have to pass the course, all of it. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, this is Rick Pluta in Lansing.